Putnam County's Brewster sits about 19 miles from Newtown, Connecticut, and the Brewster Central School District has two elementary schools. One houses kindergarten through grade 2, the other grades 3, 4, and 5. Dr. Jane Sandbank is the superintendent of the Brewster Central School District, and she, along with the others at the meeting, agree that focusing on having school resource officers for the elementary schools is a priority.
And what we're asking for is state aid from Albany to the schools to support the SSO, the school security officers, school resource officers, at the same rate that we get state aid.
She says the county funds 50% of the cost, while the rest is up to the school districts. She notes her middle and high schools do have SROs. She is urging the New York State Senator and Assemblyman who represent Brewster to attend Board of Education meetings and advocate for her district in Albany to help secure funding for the SRO program. Thomas Manco is the superintendent of the Mayapack Central School District, Putnam's largest. He says increased security is certainly on the minds of administrators and parents.
We had a Buildings and Grounds Committee meeting, which was regularly scheduled for last night. But we moved any security items we had at the bottom of the agenda to the top. We had about 100 people. It was a very supportive meeting. We had parents first saying how appreciative they were of having a police presence to pick up and drop off and pick up yesterday. And they know it's all this week. They want to know what happens after the holiday.
Right.
Will that continue? We can't say for a fact that it will.
Right.
We do know that there will be a greater presence in terms of patrol cars in the area.
Putnam County Sheriff Department Captain Gary Hosmer says yes, the increased police presence during pickup and drop-off times at schools will continue through this Friday before the holiday break. But there is no certainty as to what form increased security will take come January. Brewster School Superintendent Dr. Sandbank says she put a link on her district website today for parent feedback and questions and answers, and there have already been hundreds of responses. She says keeping the information flowing is important, as is telling kids their schools here are safe.
If you can communicate to parents that schools are safe places, that they need to talk to their children and impress upon them that these are safe places in the same way we were told correctly that even after 9/11, an airplane is one of the safest places to be. The schools are very safe places to be.
Putnam County Sheriff Donald Smith said he'll look to the federal level for grants for community policing programs. And in the meantime, the meetings among various stakeholders in the county will continue. He described Putnam County as one of the safest counties in America, with one of the safest school districts.
So it's hard to believe something that horrific could happen here. But I think all of us kind of agree that what I just described is Newtown, Connecticut.
Tomorrow, across the Hudson River in Orange County, leaders will hold a similar meeting on security measures. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.